to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you this morning, Brevard County. Welcome to a wonderful Monday morning. Pray that all is going well with you and that Jesus is sitting on the throne of your life, because I tell you what, anything else sitting on your throne, on the throne of your life, is going to be a major disappointment. So make sure that you have Jesus not only as your Savior, forgiving you of your sins, but as the Lord of your life, empowering you to live the way that God wants you to live. So my name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida, 165 North Grove Street. And for nearly 7 years now, we've been bringing you the Refresh Radio program right here on WMIE FM, 91.5 FM dot, or, well, today's Modern Worship. You can also find the on-demand feature, or kind of like a podcast, at WMIEFM.com. Scroll down all the way to the bottom of the page to the on-demand tab. You can click on a date there, and you will see all of the programs that you have available to listen to. Click on Refresh with Bob Arthurs, and that will take you to that particular day's program. You can download it. You can listen to it right then, however you choose to listen to it. So if you prefer the time-slotted version, we are here 8:30 of a morning, 5 o'clock of an evening on WMIE. 10:30 of a morning, we are on WWBC 1510 AM, so you can find us there as well. I want to tell you today about the folks at Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. And if you need block or concrete work done, you can give them a call. They do excellent, excellent work, and they've got decades of experience. They've got the work ethic, the expertise, everything that you need to get that job done. And let me tell you, breaking up concrete is hard work. Pouring concrete is hard work, and I just encourage you, defer to expertise. And the experts I would refer you to are the folks at Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804. They can get your project done, they can get it done with excellence, and they can get it done at a reasonable price. So 321-536-5804 is a great number to get your future project started. I want to take you today back to what we are discussing out of 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. So right now we are talking about the name of the Lord. We've talked about the three different cases here that are instances that is mentioned in 2 Chronicles chapter 7. In verse number 16, it says, "For now I have chosen and sanctified this house that my name may be there forever." So wherever God puts his name, it is his desire, his plan, that's going to be his domain, his residence from that point forward. So if you ask Jesus to come into your life, please understand that it is the will of God that he come in and reside there. Do not serve God an eviction notice. We see right now in America over the past five decades or six decades that gradually we have been marginalizing God. We have been serving him eviction notices to various aspects of our society, and yet because we still have in God we trust on our money, we think that everything is hunky-dory there with God. Just because we cry out to him whenever a tragedy happens, we think that everything is okay between us and God. I tell you, we need to make sure that we do our part. We need to be just as much in love with God as God is in love with us. The other reference is in verse number 20, "Then I will uproot them from my land, which I have given them, and this house which I have sanctified for my name, I will cast out of my sight." So not only does he save us, not only does he want his name to reside there in perpetuity, I'll get her out there right. He wants his name there forever, but he also wants to set us apart for his holy purpose. So we have been looking at some of the things in the Bible, primarily in the New Testament, that happens in the name of Jesus. And in Acts chapter 16, you see that we have the ability to cast out demons in his name. Acts chapter 16. And verse number 16. "Now it happened, as we went to prayer, that a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune-telling. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, 'These men are the servants of the Most High God, who proclaim to us the way of salvation.' And thus she did for many days, but Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, 'I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her.' And he came out that very hour. But when her masters saw that their hope of profit was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to the authorities." First of all, let's address this. The Bible clearly describes that there were people who were demon-possessed. In the New Testament, when Jesus was walking on the earth, it clearly, you cannot argue away what the Bible says that about there were people who were demon-possessed. And I will tell you that the farther we have gotten away from God as a society, the more of demon manifestations we are going to see manifest. Hollywood seems to have this fascination with all things demonic until it comes to reality in their life, and then they don't want to have anything to do with it. What in the world is that? Well, I want you to know that there is not a social cure for demon possession. There is not a political cure. There is not a financial cure. There is not a willpower cure for demon possession. There is only one solution, and that is that the demon that has taken up residence in someone needs to encounter a force of righteousness. In this case, it was Paul declaring a word of authority in the name of Jesus Christ that the demon was could not resist the declaration that came from Paul's mouth. Now, if you read about this, this was something that had gone on in Philippi for quite some time. This encounter with this demon-possessed woman ends up what causes Paul and Silas to be thrown into the Philippian jail because of what they did. Not because of this act of mercy that they demonstrated to this woman, but because it had a detrimental effect upon her handlers, her slave owners, if you will, bottom line. Their finances were impacted in a negative manner because Paul cast out this demonic spirit from this woman who was fortune-telling. So this had been going on for a while, and there were people who were going to this woman, and she was using her demonically empowered fortune-telling abilities to speak deception into people's lives, and they were willing to part with money for it. And it said all of a sudden Paul and Silas come into town, and they are having a spiritual impact on the community. And this woman, prompted by the demonic spirit within her, is going around. And if you read, let me read to you what the woman's statement was that she kept crying out. These men are the servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation. Now, in that case, the message that the demons spoke was absolutely true. But the message was compromised because everybody knew the messenger and the nature of the messenger. And so the message was being compromised. This woman and the demons that were inside of her were trying to undo the message of repentance and forgiveness that Paul and Silas were trying to bring to the people of Philippi. And it said this, and this she did for many days, but Paul greatly annoyed. But Paul greatly annoyed. I want to tell that to you because I think that in many cases, we tolerate way too much demonic foolishness in our life before we address it with the spiritual authority that we have in Jesus Christ. I want to ask you, are you annoyed enough to say something? Are you annoyed enough to do something? And I'm not talking on a social level. I'm talking about on a spiritual level. Paul didn't even address the woman. He addressed the spirit. He spoke to the demonic spirit, and he said, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. When we have been authorized by God to go on a mission for him to bring redemption to the lost, we cannot afford to be derelict in our duty or in the use of that authority. I've told this story before, so I will tell it again. We used to live in Texas, and we lived out in the country. The place that we lived was surrounded by a field, and in the field you would find field mice. And whenever the temperature got cold outside, the field mice would come looking for a place to take some shelter. And one winter, they decided they were going to take up residence in our house. And we didn't think that it was really too big of a problem. And then one night I got up and they were becoming more and more brazen, and we had a face-to-face encounter, and I ended up winning that encounter. That was my moment of being annoyed because I understood there's disease that could come, and if they come in and take residence, there might be things that are looking for them that want to come in and take up residence. And so I declared an all-out war on getting these mice out of my house, which I did. We're talking about something here in the book of Acts chapter 16 that is much more important than whether or not you have a mouse in your house. We're talking about, are you going to tolerate a demon in your life? Are we going to tolerate demonic activity going on in our home? I don't think so. I think it is time for the people of God to understand the authority that we have been given in Christ. And I think it's time that we got annoyed. I think it's time that we got annoyed and said, we're not going to stand for this foolishness anymore. Now, when you take a stand, you've got to understand that there are going to be people who do not like the stand that you take, especially if it impacts their wallet. These masters of this slave girl in Acts chapter 16 didn't give a hoot about her. They were just sad that they were going to lose some money. You know, there are people who have different understandings of the golden rule. The golden rule that Jesus tells us is, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. The world's philosophy of the golden rule is, he who has the gold rules. And so just about everything outside of the church that you can find, you just follow the money. When you follow the money, it's going to show you eventually who is controlling that situation. And if you mess with their enterprise, they are going to use whatever capabilities they have at their disposal to make sure that you don't interfere with any other enterprises that they have going on. Because for them, it is all about the money. For us, it is all about Jesus. It is all about the kingdom of God. It is all about seeing sinners come to salvation. It is all about seeing those who are bound in Jesus or in demonic possession to be delivered in Jesus' name. There is a great deal of authority that we need to exercise, and we have to be willing to pay the price. For too many times we have been, or for too long of a time, we have been trying to make Christians comfortable instead of equipping Christians in the authority that God wants us to operate in. You want to know about the only time that Christians want to operate in authority? When something touches them physically, when something touches them in their house, when something gets close to home, and then all of a sudden they say, okay, now wait a minute. This doesn't seem to line up with the things that I have read in the Bible, and so I need to do something because now it has come close to us. Listen, Jesus wants us operating in compassion, but not like the world where it is a self-centered compassion. He wants us operating in a godly compassion that is concerned about making sure that Jesus is Lord of my life, and Jesus is Lord of my family's life, and Jesus is Lord of my neighbor's life, and Jesus is Lord of everybody around the world's life. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Now, I will tell you that the name of Jesus, the presence of Jesus, being submitted to Jesus, the devil has no weapon that can resist the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. You look at the situations that Jesus ministered. When Jesus shows up on the scene, demons start leaving. They get cast out. They try and intimidate him. He said, sorry, not intimidated. We are many. I'm one. I'm one with the Father. And the demons end up leaving. What's really amazing about the story of the man of the Gadarenes is that when the demons are removed from the man and all of a sudden he's sitting there clothed in his right mind at the feet of Jesus, and the problem that has plagued that community is gone, well, the people looked at the economic impact of that because their herd of pigs was now gone. And they said, we would rather have our pigs than we would have the presence of Jesus. You see, it is when we invite Jesus into our life, we need to understand that it is a complete house cleaning that Jesus wants to do. He is not looking to be a part of our life. He is looking to be the central focus of our life. And so I just want to encourage you to submit to God. A couple of weeks ago, a friend of mine preached a message, and he titled his message, and he preached out of 2 Chronicles 7:14, and he said, that's a really big if. I think that was the title of his message, and that is, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. So we need to make sure that we know that demons are cast out in the name of Jesus. And it's not even a close fight. It is not a 50-50 match. It is seriously overpowering to watch what God does to demons. In 1 Corinthians chapter, well, let me go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. There's a lot of things here that we can talk about, and we will talk about. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Verse number 7. Now, therefore, it is already an utter failure for you that you go to law against one another. Why do you not rather accept wrong? Why do you not rather let yourselves be cheated? No, you yourselves do wrong and cheat. You do these things to your brethren. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. I think that's one of the most powerful phrases in the New Testament. And such were some of you. It says that that was part of their past, but it was not part of their present, and it is not part of their future. You, verse number 11, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Okay? I try and tell people that we need more operation of God the Holy Spirit in our lives and in our church services, not less. A lot of people are freaked out by the thought of God the Holy Spirit actually operating in a service. Well, I tell you, the Holy Spirit's job is many-fold, but let me tell you, first of all, the Holy Spirit is responsible for convicting people of their sins. So we need God the Holy Spirit in our lives and in our church services, so that when people are there who do not know Jesus, that the Holy Spirit will deal with them and bring them to that place of repentance. Repentance is a glorious place. Okay? Second, we need the Holy Spirit in our church services because the Holy Spirit's job is to guide us into all truth, bring back to our remembrance. There are a lot of churches, denominations, Christians who are out there propagating things that do not line up with the Word of God. Okay? Now, I will tell you this. There is one country that is pretty famous for its persecution of Christians. There were actually churches that were sanctioned by this particular country, but you had to preach what the government told you to preach. But now, even those churches are being attacked by that government. Please understand that if you try and make a compromise with people and soften the message and, you know, just pat people on the head with the Word of God and let them know that they can feel good about themselves, that message will endure for a season, but it's not going to endure forever. You are involved in a spiritual firefight. Jesus came and baptized believers with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was poured out on the day of Pentecost and is the agent through which this washing and this sanctification and this justification happens, and it all happens in the name of Jesus Christ, in the authority of the Lord Jesus. We need the Holy Spirit moving in us, cleansing us. So the other day, my daughter and I were out walking our dog. It was later in the evening because you have to wait for the temperature to drop down beneath the temperature of the surface of the sun before you go walking your dog. Unfortunately, in our area where we live, when the temperatures start moderating, the mosquitoes intensify. It's pretty vicious. The mosquitoes love me. You know, I told my father here not too long ago that they had sucked so much of my blood that they think he's their father, or they think that he's their father now. But anyway, such were some of you. The Holy Spirit, I just looked at the clock. You were washed. You were sanctified, set apart, and justified in the name of the Lord Jesus. If we don't allow, the thing with that mosquito story is I had a spot on my leg and my daughter said, "Hey, you got a bad bruise there." And I reached down and it was a mosquito that had given its life in pursuit of food on my leg. But I wanted to cleanse that off. We need the Holy Spirit operating in us because none of us are perfect. We need our minds renewed. We need our minds cleansed. We need our memory banks regenerated. There are too many people who are walking around right now, and we are not allowing the Savior who gave His blood for us to have His complete and perfect work in us, cleansing us, sanctifying us, and justifying us before the Father. I'm here to tell you, we need the name of Jesus Christ to drive out demons in our day and time, the way the demons were driven out in Jesus' day and time, and we need the name of Jesus cleansing us, sanctifying us, set us apart, and giving us right legal standing before our Heavenly Father. That's where we're going to be today. I pray that you are having a great day, that your week is getting off to a glorious start, and that Jesus is going to be the Lord of your life all the way, not just on Sunday, but all throughout the week. May God bless you. May you have a glorious, glorious day. And we'll catch you here tomorrow, right here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."